from Nassau, Bahamas. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, March 14th, 2022. In an attempt to make embarkation quicker and easier, Carnival Cruise Line has rolled out the VeriFly app to all of its U.S. homeport ships. In January, the line began testing the program at Port Canaveral, starting with Carnival Mardi Gras. Guests can use the VeriFly app to upload their proof of vaccination and testing information so it can be verified ahead of the sailing. According to Carnival, this cuts the embarkation health screening time in half once you arrive at the terminal. Guests are not required to use this, though. They can still do this on the pre-cruise check-in at carnival.com. VeriFly is available on the App Store and Google Play. And in other Carnival Cruise Line news, Carnival Paradise returned to service on Thursday out of the Port of Tampa, marking the line's 22nd ship to return to service. And a passenger on Norwegian Breakaway jumped overboard near Mexico over the weekend. In a statement from the cruise line, Norwegian said during the afternoon of Friday, March 11th, a report was made that a 31-year-old male guest aboard Norwegian Breakaway jumped overboard while the ship was sailing near Costa Maya, Mexico. The authorities were immediately notified and a search and rescue operation ensued. Sadly, the guest has not yet been found. Our thoughts and prayers are with the loved ones during this difficult time. Norwegian Breakaway is currently sailing out of New Orleans. And finally, it's slow moving for Seabourn's first expedition ship, Seabourn Venture. After missing its planned 2020-21 Norwegian winter season, the luxury ship was then scheduled to debut this April. Now, the 265-guest ship won't be delivered until this summer, citing supply chain issues at the shipyard. Its inaugural voyage is now set for July 15th, a 12-night sailing from England to Norway. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.5%, 17.21. Royal Caribbean down 1.6, 68.43. And Norwegian down 1.7, 17.49. And we leave you with some footage from Friday afternoon, where Carnival Cruise Line celebrated its 50th anniversary on board Carnival Conquest at Port Miami. Carnival Chairman Mickey Arison, Carnival Corporation CEO Arnold Donald, and Carnival Cruise Line President Christine Duffy were all in attendance, along with hundreds of others, to toast Carnival's 50th year and cut a giant birthday cake in honor of the birthday. Congratulations, Carnival. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in beautiful Nassau, Bahamas, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.